FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Health Minister Joe Pahla has revealed there are over 2,000 unclaimed bodies in government mortuaries across the country. Responding to a parliamentary question, the minister said KwaZulu-Natal reported the highest number of unclaimed bodies. The department has explained that the lengthy identification process involving the SAPS assistance extends from 7 days to a year before pauper burial is declared. It's urged timely identification to alleviate the delays of fingerprint verification and collaborative efforts with law enforcement. The National Freedom Party says it's lodged a complaint with the IEC for alleged political intolerance by the IFP. A helicopter with an IFP flag flew over Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi Stadium in Ulundu over the weekend while the NFP was launching its election manifesto. The NFP says this was a deliberate attempt to interfere with its activities. The party's president, Ivan Barnes, claims the incident also caused panic among supporters at the stadium, sending them scrambling for cover.
IFP does have a personal vendetta against NFP by any means necessary. It causes agitation. We still got a very painful past with the IFP. Right. If the IFP flies flag over us with the helicopter, what that tells us that tomorrow we cannot go do door-to-door with IFP would attack our members. They've done it in the past. Now they are attacking us live with helicopters. It's the responsibility of the leadership of the IFP to preach against hooliganism amongst their members.
Well, IFP Treasurer General Naren Singh says the party scheduled the chopper flight almost a year ago. He's called it an unfortunate coincidence.
There was nothing intentional about it. There are different towns in KwaZulu-Natal and Mpumalanga, Gauteng, that have been earmarked for the helicopter with our banner to fly over. I think it's quite coincidental that the helicopter was flying over Ulundi and Melmoth on the way to Richards Bay on that day. It was in no way intended, but I suppose if the matter goes to the IEC and we are asked to respond, we will respond accordingly.
And today is one for the books, literally. World Book Day is being marked today, and the occasion is used to promote reading and the enjoyment of books. We caught up with some East Coasters and asked them what books mean to them. For Elaine Pengula, reading is essential to learning.
Reading in my books, I think it's important because it keeps your mind stimulated. It's good for working on your English language as well. Or Zulu language. Reading is good for learning new things every day.
Avid reader Thane Heen says the younger generation can benefit from being transported to different worlds in books.
There are stories that are told and lessons to be learned in books of fiction and non-fiction that you can't particularly learn if you just sit on screens. It also, I mean, the main thing it does is it helps your attention span as well. If you're sitting on a screen and you're getting 15 seconds of different movies popping up all the time, your attention span goes to mud. So it's just good all around.
Durban at 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg at 27, Richards Bay 28.
And look at what's coming up in your sport. Momentum Multiply Titans batter. Neil Brand knows what to expect from the Lions in their CSA T20 Challenge semi-final tomorrow. Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag is not too happy about the criticism around his team, and Emma Raducanu is impressed by her comeback after her quarterfinals on clay.